This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Journalists from the Better Government Association, the Chicago Reporter, and Injustice Watch have been digging into the data relating to millions of Cook County criminal cases. The investigative collaborative called The Circuit is trying to make sense of 5.5 million charges brought against people in Cook County. Here to talk about nearly 20 years worth of data is Injustice Watch reporter Emily Horner. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
So compiling all this data takes time, and we know a lot of people took part in this investigation. What on earth moved you to tackle a project like this?
So it definitely took a lot of time, but from, you know, an investigative journalism perspective, it's really important to kind of see the full picture of what's actually happening in a system like the Cook County courts. You want to have that whole picture look in order to understand the ways in which a system works and doesn't work. So I think that was definitely a driving force for us.
As you started sorting through all this information and you zoomed out, what were some trends that you and your team noticed?
I think the data visualization we put together shows us some really interesting trends. You can see that, you know, over most of the last two decades, charges across the board have been on a downward trend. And, you know, this isn't always something that we hear from national politicians and elected leaders about our county. So you can also see how laws really impact lives here in Cook County. So one example is in 2007, there were some like 28,000 charges for marijuana possession that were brought against people here, and the vast majority for smaller amounts of the drug. So in 2016, Governor Rauner decriminalized small amounts of cannabis, and you see the number of misdemeanor charges just completely plummet. You know, so many less charges, so many fewer people touched by this court system. There were also other trends that we looked at besides just criminal charges. My colleague Casey Toner and I looked at substitution of judge motions, which are, you know, these motions filed by attorneys who want to avoid practicing before a particular judge. And many attorneys kind of consider these motions as a signal about a judge's performance, fairness, bias, legal prowess. And we found kind of two main things. One was that the Cook County State's Attorney's Office for years have been blocking a judge from hearing sex cases at the felony courthouse in Chicago. And the other is that there's another judge who in recent years has clocked the highest number of these motions. And this judge has been, you know, the subject of complaints from attorneys and defendants. And the data showed that she had sent more probation violators to the Illinois Department of Corrections than any other sitting judge.
And Emily, is this the sort of thing that is reflected in judge ratings when we go to the polls and are asked to keep judges in their seats?
Yes. What Injustice Watch does, a huge part of our work is, you know, reporting on judges and trying to provide some information about what is going on with the judiciary. So a lot of times this information hasn't been available even to Injustice Watch. We haven't had the court data, you know, at our fingertips to really take a look at judges when they're trying to retain their seats on the bench. But luckily now we have this information going forward and can hopefully provide more insight about, you know, the types of jobs judges are doing here in Cook County.
So this might be handy at election time when it's time to retain certain judges. Emily, how do you think the public, people in Cook County, might also benefit from all of this data and all of the investigation you and your team have done with it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, in Cook County, there are so many people here talking about reform and looking for ways to make change in our criminal justice system right now. But we have been missing this big picture look, you know, seeing exactly what has happened in our court system as a whole over these past two decades. You know, each data point is a life. It's associated with a friend, a family member, a neighbor. And so we think it's really important that the public has this information as they make their decisions and choose who to vote for and decide how we dispense justice here in Cook County.
Millions of data points. Each data point is a life. That's Injustice Watch reporter Emily Horner working on a project called The Circuit. You can find their stories and their findings at thecircuit.cc. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
This is 91.5 WBEZ.